This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Whip out your joystick and get ready to give it a wiggle. You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
Good afternoon, Elliot.
Hello, Warren.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Has it been a month already?
It's been a month already. And I've got to say, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I've been sort of, I had a few dream jobs when I was a kid.
Mm.
One of them, of course, was being on radio, but there was another one and I spent the afternoon, thanks to your recommendation, doing that job. But we'll get into that very, very shortly.
Oh, tantalizing.
I know. How is it? What's news in gaming?
Yeah, so it's been a big little week, a fun little week for video game
little
kind
week.
Of news and gossip and announcements. I guess one of the big things is that we've got the nominees for the Game Awards this year. So think of the Game Awards as the Oscars for video games,
okay,
right?
Yep.
This is the massive industry event that gets, 50 million views on like streaming platforms. It's massive. It's ridiculous. Every year they grow bigger and bigger. And it is a gigantic award ceremony for the industry at large. 2023 happened to be a very, very good year for video game releases. So I think a lot of people are just super excited to see kind of what happens, what gets announced, what gets awarded, what people are talking about. It's pretty big. It's pretty exciting, especially for people who are, like myself, absolutely and utterly obsessed with gaming. And Warren, you will soon to be a part of that group.
I am getting into that group. Something I just want to say, though, is it people who develop video games, though, are they big into awards ceremonies? Because I imagine them being, getting in their little office or their sort of, shed or what have you.
They're weaseled away.
Yeah, and they're so
when
busy.
The light streams through the windows, they scour and hiss and hide. No, it's not quite like that.
Okay.
think of video games. A lot of these massive, what we'd call AAA, so big budget video games are developed over like a 6-7 year period sometimes. Sometimes even longer.
That's so long.
It's longer than a movie. Right? And during a lot of this time, there's absolutely no feedback, right? This is like behind closed doors. Mm. Like you can't let people know what you're working on. You can't let leaks happen. So to release a game, it's pretty monumental. Like to have that kind of respect, those accolades, those kind of nods to say you did a good job. Now, I think people really appreciate that across all creative industries. But for video games, it's big. Yeah.
When are the awards held?
Okay, so this is happening in December for the official award ceremony. But the specific news that I wanted to talk about was the nominees, if you don't mind.
No, I want to hear it. I want to. Who is it?
So the Game Award nominees this year are Super Mario Wonder, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Warren, stop me if you've heard of any of these games before. Resident Evil 4, Baldur's Gate 3, Alan Wake 2 and Spider-Man 2.
I heard of Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thank you. I'm massive props to those games. The people listening who are into video games will have heard of these titles. They are kind of the big blockbusters of the year and they are some incredible choices given the scope and quality of these products.
And, that's all tongue-in-cheek, Elliot, because you are exposing us to games, those of us who aren't exposed to it, and very slowly in getting into it. And, of course, we're talking about games and I'm loving it. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're here along for the ride with me.
I am. So I imagine we will come across some of those blockbuster games at some point.
What, for you to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, as soon as we upgrade your gaming rig, Warren, we can get you involved in some of these titles.
Okay, well, that might be on the cards for next year, I reckon.
Yeah, it's a 2024 plan, is it?
It's a 2024 plan to upgrade it. But any other news we need to talk about?
Real quick, there was the announcement of a live-action Zelda movie coming out. So as far as, like, video games are concerned, The Legend of Zelda is, it's top of the tops. It is one of the biggest gaming franchises, known entities in the world. And we just had the release of the Super Mario movie this year. And this looks like it's Nintendo's next big project. And I am very excited to see how that translates into a live action Legend of Zelda movie.
Fantastic. Now, you had me playing a game this month as homework, and it was called Firewatch.
Correct.
Now, I've got to say, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a park ranger.
Did you?
Yes, it was one of the jobs that I wanted to do. Of course,
why?
I never did it. I just liked being in the outdoors. I loved going camping. I still do love doing those sorts of things. And I thought, what a great way to contribute to the environment is to be a park ranger. Anyway, I played this game, Firewatch, and I tell you what, for a couple of hours, I was that guy.
Nice. Looking at that fantasy.
It was like a fantasy. And it was almost, I don't know, at the end of it, I've got to say, Elliot, I felt like I'd zoned out for a couple of hours. And I was actually in this park.
That's good. I mean, we call that term immersion when it comes to video games. It's that feeling of being absorbed into the world and you forget your own surroundings. Like, all that matters is now this game you're playing.
Yeah, so I started and I was playing it and I was there's this tower in the middle of the forest and it's obviously a pine forest. It's in North America.
It's your watchtower.
It's my watchtower and it was really good. And, of course, then these fireworks started going off and my boss was saying to me, you need to go and tell these people off because it's a high risk fire danger day. I had to scale down, you know, rock sort of walls to get to these people to tell them off. Anyway, there were two girls. They were naked in the lake.
Scandalous.
Scandalous. And they were setting off fireworks. And I got a bit angry because I pressed the wrong button and I threw their ghetto blaster into the lake.
Because you pressed the wrong button or because you were letting go of some frustration?
I think I was annoyed because they were swearing at me. Mm-hmm. And they were so, I'm like, what fire danger? It was like, oh, my, idiots. It's such a...
I was really so involved.
I know. Anyway, I reported back to the boss and she goes, oh, don't worry about it. You know, it's and they had beer cans everywhere just thrown all over the national park. Terrible behavior.
Absolutely disgusting.
Anyway, they got out of there. This guy's a creep. We're getting out of here. Mm-hmm. So then I had to scale back up to the tower and someone had broken into the tower while I was down there rescuing, you know, the park from the fireworks. So it was really good. I don't know what happens after that because I ran out of time. But
No. I mean, basically, you're at the cusp of a mystery unfolding.
Well, I'm going to continue playing it.
I hope you do. It's a really, really cool game. I love, like, I want to get your take, but I love how isolated that game ends up feeling. Like, you've got this communication with that character you were describing earlier.
But you can choose your communication.
Correct. So you are choosing your dialogue options and the game and the relationship is kind of unfolding based on those choices you're making.
Absolutely. We are chatting with Elliot Attard from Joy's Checkpoint, which you can catch on a Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on Joy 94.9. We're talking about a game that Elliot said is homework for me. It's called Firewatch. So what happens? I've gone back to the tower. How far through the game am I? I'm assuming it's about 4 hours.
Oh, you're still quiet. Yeah. It's not a very long game, Warren. I reckon you can knock this one over in probably under 10 hours.
Right.
Maybe 11, 12 if you're pushing it. But I'd say you're a good one-third of the way through, potentially.
Okay. Fabulous.
But certainly, yeah, I want to know, like, what is your vibe on the kind of atmosphere, the visuals of the game, the relationship between the characters? Like, these are all things that this game has been praised for since its release.
You know what I really liked? I was isolated.
Mm-hmm.
I felt isolated. I felt like one thing I love if I go camping in the bush is you're alone.
Yep.
You know, you're there with nature. And I got that feeling playing this game. So I was very isolated. It's the middle of summer, a hot summer in North America, and I was by myself effectively trying to save the forest. So I liked that aspect of it. The relationship with my boss is via a walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have much interaction other than, you know, you're on your own. She can only advise you via whatever is said via the walkie-talkie. So I like the isolation of the visuals. The visuals are good. They probably could be a lot better.
I mean, the game, I think, was like a 2014 release. So we're talking almost 10 years old at this stage.
Yeah, but still pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it set the scene pretty well. But yeah, other than that, I know there's a cave I want to explore.
Mm.
I haven't gone into the cave yet because it was locked. But I reckon there's something in there.
Yeah, I think you'll find that feeling of isolation that you get, that atmosphere that the game so beautifully builds, it'll be used against you.
Oh, really?
Think about what, like, these kind of feelings can evoke, you know, that loneliness, that isolation can pretty quickly turn to mystery, fear, a lot of different outcomes.
Because I did notice there
dependency
was
dependency as well on that kind of other character.
Well, yeah. There were lights as well in the distance, and obviously someone. I don't think I upset those two girls. I don't think they're out to get me. I think someone else is lurking around.
Oh, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe this requires a second check-in.
Maybe it does. I loved it. Look, I really enjoyed the game. I must admit, Elliot, I was tempted to keep playing it this afternoon.
You should keep playing it. But, you know, with that said, do you want a new game set for you this month, or do you just want to keep playing the original?
What do you reckon? I reckon I should have a new one.
I reckon we can do two. Yeah.
Okay, let's do two. I'll continue with Firewatch.
Yep.
And you give us a new one, because some people might have played Firewatch to the very end.
Done. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully everybody's playing along. Come on, y'all.
That's the idea.
Play some video games. So, Warren, I've got a game for you. You might have heard of it.
Yep.
In fact, it is the best-selling game of all time.
Oh.
I wanted to end 2023 with a bang. Yep. So, obviously, you know, we will recollect in December to talk about your experiences with this.
Did we say new gear or new equipment or something?
Oh, yeah, hopefully. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Okay. I don't want to force you into any specific end route here. But the best-selling game of all time, it's a game called Minecraft. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah. Yes.
So, Minecraft, I mean, it was an absolute cultural phenomenon upon its release and many years after the fact. It kind of changed the landscape of video games as we know it. So many games are designed to funnel you through what they want you to experience. Firewatch is a great example. Like, you are following a narrative through line, a beat, a whatever. Minecraft was like, no, screw that. Like, this is your world for you to tailor and do with it as you please.
Brilliant.
And it became this game of expression, of freedom. It was used as an education tool. It was used as an entertainment tool for people to create kind of web series based on. It made a massive impact on the landscape of video games, and I'm really interested to see how you fare with Minecraft, because it is very open-ended and you can kind of do with it as you please.
Brilliant. So you're going to find out a bit about me.
Yes.
By how I play the game.
Absolutely. This is a psychology test, Warren.
I love
long
it.
Long overdue, some might say.
Fantastic. We'll catch you on Saturday from 2 to 4.
Absolutely.
On Checkpoint.
Yes, I'll be there.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you again here on Joy Drive next month.
Absolutely.
The games we are playing are Firewatch and Minecraft.
Yeah.
Thanks, Elliot.
Thanks, Warren.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.